Well, China has reported another two cases of human H7N9 avian influenza, both in Zhejiang. It brings the total number of reported cases in China to 104. The nationwide death toll now stands at 21. The country's health authorities say 70 patients are still hospitalized. 13 have been discharged. As CRI's Sui reports, the World Health Organization says it is impressed with China's response to the H7N9 virus.
Dr. K.G. Fukuda, Assistant Director General for Health, Security and Environment at WHO, says China has been open and direct in information exchange and handlings of the virus.
We were quite impressed with the direct discussion, the open exchange of information between our counterparts in Shanghai and ourselves. And on the basis of the discussions that we had, we really saw that the response was at a very high level, that the actions were taken in a quick manner, they were done in a very professional manner, and they reflected to us that the city had been really well prepared. It had good systems in place, was well prepared, and acted very effectively.
Fukuda says the WHO is working with the Chinese health authorities to examine the possibility of human-to-human transmission.
With small cases, small clusters, we know what the possibilities are, but it's often very hard to know definitively which it is. And so again, I think that we have to be looking for person-to-person transmission. With other avian influenza viruses, we have seen where you can have limited person-to-person transmission. So it is always a possibility, but I think that it's fair to say right now, based on all of the available information, it is not clear why we have these small clusters here.
China confirmed the first human cases infected with H7N9 virus late last month. Both China health authorities and the World Health Organization say China's confirmed cases are isolated, and so far there's been no sign of human-to-human transmission. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.